Lady, are you rich? Marion Doolan tells a wonderful, heart-wrenching story that will definitely bless your heart as it reminds us of our God-given command to love thy neighbor. They huddled inside the storm door, two little children in ragged, outgrown coats. Any old papers, lady? I was busy. I wanted to say no and be rid of the pair until I looked down at their feet. Thin little sandals sopped with sleet. Come on in and I will make you a cup of hot cocoa, I chimed. There was no conversation. Their soggy sandals left muddy wet marks upon the hearthstone. I served them hot cocoa and toast with jam to help fortify their little bodies against the chill outside. Then I went back to the kitchen and again attempted to figure out how I could make my much-too-little household budget somehow balance out. The silence in the room struck through to me. I rose from my chair and looked in. The girl held the empty cup in her hands, looking at it. The boy asked in a flat and weak voice, "Lady, are you rich?" Am I rich? Mercy, no. I looked up at my shabby slip covers. The girl put her cup back in its saucer carefully. Your cups match your saucers, she quietly replied. Her voice was old, with a hunger that was not of the stomach. The pair left then, clinging to their bundles of old papers, as they walked away into the stiff, icy wind. They hadn't said thank you. They didn't need to. They have done more than that for me. Plain blue pottery cups and saucers, but they matched. I tested the potatoes and stirred the gravy. Potatoes and brown gravy. A roof over our heads. My man with a good, steady job. These things matched, too. I moved the chairs back from the fire and tidied the living room. The muddy prints of small sandals were still wet upon my hearth. I let them be. I want them there in case I ever forget again how very rich I really am. Blessings and encouragement to all of you.